What a wonderful thing to be able to say thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, for the gift of blessings and the gift of friendship and relationships. And more importantly, just to have a wonderful world to live in. We're so grateful for that, that God created the heavens and the earth. And then he also provided everything that we need to live here. He allows us to have oxygen and water and light and all the neat things. So then we add a lot of things, so we're grateful for the things that we add too. So we're glad that you're here this morning. Is there anything that you would like to share this morning as far as praise or thanksgiving, word of testimony? Anybody? Sandra?
Tomorrow is Mr. Brown's funeral, and it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be at the National Cemetery.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go to the funeral, but I'm not going to go to the graveside because I have an appointment with Dr. Mejia at TOC. So I'll be going to the funeral and then to TOC.
Good. And you're thankful for modern technology to get your knee fixed.
I am. And
good.
You know, if that hurt, the ortho shop, it seems to have worked, and she's given me something to for the pain, so I'm able to walk on it better. And
good.
I have this new brace that they ordered for me, and it came in. He said it was going to be 2 weeks, but it was in within a week. So I'm wearing it, and I'm wearing it on the outside so that my skin doesn't get chafed. But there's a special order that you have to put the everything in. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. So it has numbers on it. So I'll know which one that I have to do first. He said, make sure you do it in the order of the numbers. I'm like, okay. And he did it pretty fast. So.
It's like painting by the numbers.
If you do it
right, it comes out pretty.
It's all the way down to the bottom, then up to the top, then down to the bottom, then up to the top. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to loosen it up so I can slip it on, and then I can remember which numbers I have to do first.
Anybody else? Any Thanksgiving something that you're happy about?
You don't get the numbers right. Did you put blah blah up? Or?
It slides down. It doesn't stay in place. I can tell you that. Because I didn't get it tight enough.
I hate consequences.
Yes, there are consequences if you don't do it right.
Any offers of praise this morning, what God's doing in your life? Please, Rebecca.
Did you know there is a website for United Methodist recipes?
Recipes.
Recipes. No, I did not.
Yes, there is. And I will check it out more. I haven't had a chance to really check it out, but I will check it out and bring it next time I'll bring it. But it's in on the website. Whenever two Methodists get together, there's bound to be a casserole involved.
That's really cool. It's sort of like an online cookbook of Methodists all around the world.
Yes.
Because when the Methodists met, the Methodists ate, and if they hadn't ate, they'd never met. So that's neat. Thank you. No, I did not know that. I can't imagine why there wouldn't be such a thing like that, because we like to eat so much. You know, the national bird in our country is what? The eagle? You ever know what the national bird for United Methodists are?
Chicken.
The chicken.
Bethel Women's Group made a cookbook many years ago. It is on the website.
Oh, cool.
But we never got around to review it.
Well, that's neat. I didn't know that was there either. Yeah, I have to start nosing a little closer.
I want to ask our Savior, y'all. This is Easter season coming up. Do y'all have any special song that y'all want congregation to sing for Easter? Let me know.
Yeah, we'll do them. Because there's a bunch of them.
I have a question about that cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
Is Pat's recipe for the eclair in the in the cookbook?
I believe it is.
Betty says yes. I don't remember that.
Okay.
I know Patton's chicken and noodles.
Chicken and dumplings are in there.
Yeah, dumplings.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know it's never going to taste like hers.
She said the trick was don't use anything except Hershey's. She told me that once. Don't use anything except Hershey's.
Yeah. I have a praise.
Eclair.
I am a member of a local needlework group, and we meet every second Saturday. And I have started going out to lunch with several of them after the meeting, and we did that yesterday. And one of the women, I am actually the youngest of everybody who went to lunch, but one who is still under the age of normal retirement, she made the comment that it is so nice to be able to get together and have lunch with people with like interests.
Yes.
And I'm just grateful to have that group.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Absolutely. So you do needlepoint and what else? No, your work is, she has her work displayed at the state fair.
So my original one is cross stitch, but I have branched out into other needle arts. So I've done a little bit of white work, pulled work, counted needle work, needle point, I think is what it's called now.
Wow.
And I signed up for a reticello class, so we'll see where it goes. It's just a great group. I mean,
yeah.
We talked, how we want the church to become a community center and we're a community of believers, and it's just finding other communities with like interests.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to be able to have found that group.
Absolutely.
Over the last year.
Absolutely.
Did you put the word out there? We need a piano player.
All of these are, there are some musicians, but they play the cello and they're retired.
Okay.
And so they're traveling everywhere.
Okay.
We were actually commenting how light the meeting was yesterday. We have 50 members and have 15. So.
Now the cello, that's that big violin, right? It's a big violin.
The big violin that you put on the floor, yes.
I used to teach our grandson. Our grandson played the cello when he was in school. They're pretty cool.